Hi there. The word for you today is on praying Jesus' way. In Luke 11, verse 1, the disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray." Overhearing Jesus pray moved his disciples to say, "Lord, teach us to pray." It's unlikely Jesus intended to teach them a rote prayer, since he just said in Matthew 6 and 7, "When you pray, don't babble on and on as people of other religions do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again." No, his answer was more than a simple prayer formula. He was teaching them powerful, effective principles for praying. So, let's see how we can benefit from them. William Barclay said, and I quote, "The Lord's Prayer has two major parts. The first is for God's benefit, the second is for ours. Honor the first part, and the second is guaranteed." Part one begins with "Our Father." So it's intended for his redeemed family, collectively as well as individually. Jesus used the plural words "our," "us," and "we" to indicate that prayer is a cooperative exercise where we pray with each other and for each other, and not just by and for ourselves. It also teaches us the power of agreeing together in prayer. Jesus said, "If two of you agree concerning anything on earth that you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven." That's Matthew 18:19. So before asking for anything, we're to acknowledge God's fatherhood, because prayer is, number one, a matter of relationship. It's the Father and his redeemed children in session, those who have been redeemed through faith in the blood of his only begotten Son. That's the welcome mat under your feet when you pray. And number two, it's also a matter of submission. Jesus' disciples understood that fatherhood meant headship and authority. Prayer isn't an attempt to get God to agree with your will. It's aligning yourself with God's word and his will. You see, God's a promise keeper, not an indulgent parent. Think about it.